Welcome to First Formation, spiritual exercise for Christian soldiers looking to get up and pray. Join Pew Pew HQ every weekday morning to hear the good news through grunts and with grunts in the unity of the Holy Spirit as one church forever and ever. Fall in.
Psalm 118, verses 1 to 2 and 19 to 29. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let Israel say, his steadfast love endures forever. Open to me the gates of righteousness, that I may enter through them and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter through it. I thank you that have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Save us, we pray, O Lord. O Lord, we pray, give us success. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has made his light to shine upon us. Bind the festal sacrifice with cords up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, I will extol you. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 1 to 8. Observe the month of Abib, and keep the Passover of the Lord your God, for in the month of Abib, the Lord your God brought you out of Egypt by night. And you shall offer the Passover sacrifice to the Lord your God, from the flock or the herd, the place that the Lord will choose to make his name dwell there. You shall eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days you shall eat it with unleavened bread, the bread of affliction, for you came out of the land of Israel in haste. That all the days of your life may be remember the day that when you came out of the land of Egypt. No leaven shall be seen with you in all your territory for 7 days, nor shall any of the flesh that you sacrifice on the evening of the first day remain all night until morning. You may not offer this Passover sacrifice within any of your towns that the Lord your God is giving you, but at the place that the Lord your God will choose to make his name dwell in it. There you shall offer the Passover sacrifice in the evening at sunset at the time of you came out of Egypt. And you shall cook it and eat it at the place that the Lord your God will choose. And in the morning you will go to your tents. For 6 days you shall eat unleavened bread. And on the seventh day there shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord your God. You shall do no work on it. Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affliction and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only on his own interest, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God to the thing he grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Good morning. This is Tim Tribble, broadcasting from Sacramento, California. Today's readings come to us from Psalm 118, verses 1 and 2 and 19 to 29, Deuteronomy chapter 16, verses 1 to 8, And Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Our reading in Philippians today is titled Christ's Example of Humility. Now, real quick reminder for those of you who don't know, the church at Philippi. So Philippi is a very interesting little city. It is a military retirement community for the Roman Legion. So those who served honorably in the Legion, in the Roman Legions, and they completed their service, they and their families were allowed to go to the city of Philippi where they would live out their retirement. This is a community of veterans. And in Paul's letter to the church at Philippi, he talks to them about the humility of Christ. Christ is the Son of God. He could have come down in this huge theatrical light and thunder and all this stuff that we've read about in the Old Testament up on Mount Sinai when God showed himself to Moses and, you know, the sky went dark and all that stuff. He didn't. He came down and took the form of a human and humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And that last little phrase there, even death on a cross, we don't understand crucifixion anymore because we don't do it here in the United States. I mean, we have a whole litany about, you know, humane execution. Crucifixion is not humane execution. Crucifixion, depending, there's a couple different forms on it. There's the cross, where, you know, you're familiar with the arms are spread out. There was also one they did on a pole where the arms were up over the head. But what would happen is they would take a person. And we say nail, people think 16-penny nail. No, think railroad spike. Okay? They would hammer that through the palms of their hands and the top of their feet. Binding that, they're now stuck on this piece of wood. They would lift it up. How do you hold yourself? You're sitting, your weight's hanging, and you hang forward. And what happens is it constricts your ability to breathe. But not enough that you're going to go right away and not enough that you pass out right away. People would hang there for days, suffering to death. And obviously not something you're looking forward to. In verse 3, it says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. One of the things that I enjoyed most when I retired 2 years ago, I no longer had to put up with the, don't you know who I am? How many people do we know and have we run across in the world, especially people in positions of quasi-authority, who think that, you know, don't you know who I am? Look at who, you know, all this, you know, tied up in what they do. When I was serving, I was assigned to the 85th Medical Battalion at Fort Meade, Maryland. It doesn't exist anymore. It's gone away. But we had to, our first battalion commander was Lieutenant Colonel Lester. Colonel Lester was from the great state of Texas. He was a Texas boy. When it was his turn to host the officers' dinner at the monthly dining out at the officers' club, they had Texas barbecue. An officer, Correct. Okay, so y'all know when you get an officer's vehicle, when a vehicle's an officer, they there's certain orders and protocols and things. One of his troops was coming out of the hospital. They were on crutches. They were waiting for the post taxi to take them back to the 85th Med Battalion, to our area, go back to their barracks room. Colonel Lester saw them. Hey, do you want my, you have a salute? Yes, sir. And all right, you're waiting for post taxi? Yes, sir. Well, they're going to be, let me give you a ride. And this person's on crutches. This person's in a full-length knee brace. So this is the knee immobilizer, so it goes from the ankle all the way up the thigh. So your leg is stuck in a straight-out position. So the colonel put them in their vehicle, and they were sitting across, and their leg was up and all, totally out of protocol. Yeah, this was an officer. This was an enlisted person. Totally justified by the military rules and regulations. We left him there, just whatever, kind of thing. He was humble enough to give someone a ride because he saw someone, one of his people, someone under his command who needed a hand, and he did this. And there were other examples. I was really fortunate to have him as our first battalion commander. This is what we're called to do. This is what we're supposed to do, is be humble. And don't make a deal out of yourself. That will come from God. God will reward us. And we go through here and we look at this. It says that at the end, God highly exalted him. Not just exalted him, but highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. That is our example. We do what needs to be done. Don't make a deal out of it for yourself. Don't make yourself better than others. I'm too high a rank to do this. We've all run through that. We don't need that. What we need are those, no matter who they are, where they are, to be the ones that will reach out and touch another in a way that they need to be touched. And we do this not for the glory for ourselves. We do not promote ourselves. We let God do that. Because God will, as shown with Jesus, where he gave him the name that is above all names. Amen.
A prayer of self-dedication from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to you, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills, that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated to you. And then use us, we pray you, as you will, and always to your glory and the welfare of your people. Through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for falling in to First Formation, where Pew Pew HQ shares morning prayers for the humble, hardy folk caught in the crosshairs of God and country. If you like what you've heard, you can participate in one of the three following ways. First, you can support the podcast by clicking the link in the show notes. Or, if you serve military families, subscribe to First Forward, a paid subscription feed providing commentary on Sunday lectionary texts a week in advance. Use it for sermon prep or just because you support the troops. Second, you can become a co-host by recording a lectionary reading for a future episode. Instruction will be provided, and you don't have to be a grunt to collaborate with PPUHQ in this or any way. Finally, you can also record and send prayer requests of a minute or less. Prayers can be included in an episode, read anonymously if you wish, or kept private for me to pray for off of air. So there you have it, three ways to participate in First Formation. I hope you'll continue to listen, even if I haven't convinced you to fall in. This has been Brother Logan Isaac, always faithful, always family. Semper Familia.